Waiting for Love by Rosie Harris is read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1.
This is a fine start to 1920, I must say, Gloria O'Donnell declared bitterly, looking up from the copy of the Liverpool Echo her young niece Brenda had passed across the table for her to read as they sat eating their midday meal. It says here that this boat's gone down and that all hands on board have drowned. And now you're telling me that not only was your boyfriend Andrew Waterson on this boat, but also that you're pregnant.
Mam always said that bad things come in threes, and this proves she was right,
Brenda O'Donnell sniffed, her grey eyes filling with tears.
Less of your lip, young lady, her aunt declared angrily. By the sound of things, your mother should have been a lot stricter with you when you were growing up. She should have warned you about the sort of trouble you can get yourself into when you start going out with boys, not filled your head with that sort of stupid rubbish. She must have been as daft as a brush to let you go out with this Andrew Waterson while you were still at school. I shudder to think what Father O'Flynn will have to say when he hears about the trouble you're in at your age,
she muttered as she crossed herself piously.
Why ever should Father O'Flynn hear about it? It has nothing to do with him,
Brenda said defiantly, pushing her straight dark hair back behind her ears.
He'll hear about it, because you'll be telling him next time you go to confession, my girl,
her aunt told her, as she poured herself another cup of tea. What's more, you'll be down on your knees, begging for his help to get you into one of the special convents where they take unmarried mothers.
Oh, no, I won't,
Brenda's eyes hardened as she glared at her aunt.
That's the last thing I'm prepared to do. I don't intend to tell him anything at all about it, and I certainly won't go...